Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
I need to share with you a secret. And this is something you probably have never heard from any other sales expert out there. But I gotta tell you, it's the truth. The real secret to handling objections is not in the words that you say or the scripts that you have. It's in the number of prospects or opportunities that you have in your pipeline. Now, how could those two things be possibly aligned? Let me tell you. If you have the golden bullet, if I give you the perfect words to handle an objection, the ones that I tell you will work every time, and you're using them on the only prospect, the only opportunity that you have in your pipeline with any chance of closing this month, the only one that can feed your family, the only one that can buy your baby the proverbial new pair of shoes, you will deliver it from a place of fear. The nervousness will come through in your voice. The uncertainty will come through in your body language. You will lack confidence, and you will likely lose that sale no matter how good the words are. If, on the other hand, you have a pipeline full of opportunities, you have five other people to talk to that week, all who've indicated that they want to buy from you, you come from a place of abundance and confidence. Your attitude changes from, I desperately need this sale, to, I'm committed to helping this customer make a decision, but I'm not attached to the outcome. Your language changes and you're able to facilitate an effective conversation with the prospect instead of being defensive and entering into combat. So what is that magic number? I believe the magic number needs to be 3 or 4 times. So for example, if you need to close one sale every month, you need to have 3 or 4 opportunities in the pipeline to close that month. One or two of them, of course, might say no. One or two of them could get delayed, and one or two of them could buy. But the key is managing the top end of the sales cycle. The more prospects you have, the more relaxed you are, the less stressed you are in the conversation, the better you deliver. Now, don't get me wrong. I am going to give you some of those words, and we have some great tactics for handling these objections. But I wanted to give you this up front because no matter how good the words are, if you're not feeling confident, you won't deliver them effectively. In fact, I have seen many sellers with overflowing pipelines deliver mediocre responses to common objections and still win the business simply because of the way they're delivered and the confidence. Nobody wants to do business with a desperate sales rep. People want to do business with confident, self-assured sellers. So make sure you have an overabundance of prospects in your pipeline. 3 to 4 times, 5 to 6 times. I don't care what that number is, as long as it's more than 3. And I promise you, you will handle objections effectively.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.